14 per month had been the average number of homeless people winding their way through various bureaucracies to find housing in Charlotte. But since May, the monthly figure has more than tripled to around 45.
We were really shocked that we housed as many people as we did. We were just like, how did that happen?
Janetta Lambert is Housing Readiness Coordinator for the Urban Ministry Center, one of many local groups that collaborated with the Charlotte Housing Authority, city, county, and federal agencies on a goal to house 100 chronically homeless people in 100 days. That goal itself was the trick, says Pam Jeffson of Supportive Housing Communities.
I can't stress enough the whole idea of a group of really committed people having a big goal.
Without any additional resources, the agencies were able to quickly house 162 of the region's most vulnerable homeless people, many of them veterans, who had been without housing for at least a year. In each case, the individuals receive long-term counseling and case management support. Homeless support agencies met weekly to streamline their efforts. They raised funds to help pay for rent application fees many landlords charge. They organized a ministry to furnish apartments and help residents move in. Mecklenburg County Homeless Services Director Peter Safer says all those little things added up to a real breakthrough after years of talking about ending homelessness but making little progress.
So as a result of this experience and far exceeding the goal that we set, which was a stretch goal, I have completely rethought my position. I now think it's possible this community will be able to end chronic homelessness in the next couple of years. And previously, I thought it was not going to be possible.
That will mean finding permanent housing and support services for several hundred more people by the end of 2015. The challenge will be maintaining the momentum of these last 100 days. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.